Welcome to the Power of Progress podcast, where we talk about mindset, motion, and momentum. We get you from thinking to doing, turning your thoughts into actions. Let's break through your barriers so you can achieve your goals. I am your host, Scott Friedman, and let's get started. Ooh, welcome back, everyone. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving weekend. I know a few episode or two behind on the schedule, but I want to run you through kind of the weekend, how I'm feeling, and kind of what you should feel as well moving forward. So, boy, Thanksgiving. Oh, man. Hopefully you had a great one. Hopefully, you know, not too much infighting and, you know, hopefully you ate a lot of food. I went into it just kind of with the mindset of like, I'm going to eat what I want. I don't really care. It's good. It's delicious. Whatever. Okay. And hopefully you went into assuming you can medically, went into it with the same mindset that I did. And let's see, at my dinner table, we had sweet potato casserole, which is hands down the best dish that we have. Cornbread, which is the second best dish that we have. And they're both like 10 out of 10, 12 out of 10 deliciousness. You know, you have the turkey stuffing, you have regular stuffing, you have green bean casserole, which I did not have. You have mashed potatoes, which I had to make my own mashed potatoes because the ones they had garlic in it. And I actually can't eat garlic, or I can only have like a very, very tiny bit of garlic. It just doesn't sit well. I get really sick if I have garlic. So I had to make my own mashed potatoes, which was interesting. You know, I'm not very good at cooking. I did okay, I thought. It wasn't terrible. And then there were some desserts, French silk pie for dessert, pumpkin pie for desserts. You run the gauntlet, right? And boy, I mean, I was full. I mean, it was one of those things where like, and I didn't eat that much. I had two plates plus dessert. Oh, I also had rolls. I had a few rolls. Two plates plus dessert. Okay, you know what I mean? So it wasn't like horrible. I didn't like really overdo it like I used to as a kid, but I definitely was like, you know, I need to change into sweatpants, and I need to there's a way to unbutton or loosen the sweatpants, I'll do that. And if we have any Tums, that would be great, and acid, so my body can absorb all this. So I was exhausted, I was tired, and then guess what? The day after, same thing, we had a bunch of leftovers, so on the Friday, I did the same thing, had a bunch of food, not nearly as much, but still like a bunch of Thanksgiving food. And then on Saturday, and today's Sunday, of course, right? On Saturday, I only had a little bit of it. So I was kind of getting back in the groove of eating relatively healthy. Had a much better day on Saturday. Still kind of overate probably a little bit. And then today, I had brunch out at the original Pancake House, which apparently is a chain. I didn't actually know it was a chain, but I had an omelet with like, you know, like bacon and ham. And I'm a meat lover's omelet kind of guy. So not great, probably like 1200 calories or something. Not that I'm counting or anything, but, because it said it on the menu. So I knew exactly how much I was having. So anyway, had that this morning, came back here and wanted to talk about it. Boy, do I feel full still, by the way. Oh my gosh. So, and before I did that, by the way, I did weigh myself, okay? So I want to give you the update on the scale because I think a lot of you are going to do the same thing. So I want you to know that I am there with you on your journey. So prior to Thanksgiving starting, okay, weighed myself Thursday morning, and that's, you know, that's really when everything starts, right? I weighed 167, okay? As of this morning, and remember, I didn't eat terrible on Saturday, and this is before my breakfast today, okay? So before my breakfast today, and it wasn't terrible yesterday. Like, for dinner yesterday, I had, like, salmon and veggies and sweet potatoes. So it wasn't like, I actually had a pretty good, you know, dinner last night. For, let's see, I weighed 172 this morning, which is a 5-pound increase from Thursday. Okay. You know, look, it is what it is. So what do you do? So you hear that information, right? And so maybe you weighed yourself. Like, I told you not to weigh yourself. And I did it more so for the content than my own action. Cause I don't really care what I weigh right now. It's fine. As I know, I'm going to work it back off. And so what is your mindset? Let's say you weighed yourself. Let's say you're 5 pounds heavier after the weekend. And this can happen most times. I'm about 5 pounds heavier than I was going into the weekend. Okay. Now what? Do you A, give up? Be like, oh my gosh, feel bad about yourself, get discouraged. I'm worse off than where I was. It's terrible. Do you do the self-pity party? B, do you go, okay, well, that sucks, but no, I mean, I knew that was going to happen, and okay, I get back up on the wagon. You have two options. And obviously, I'm like it's a little bit of like, you know, like a hyperbole here, like the attitude, but like, that's what a lot of people do. And they have these extravagant weekends, they weigh themselves, and it's like, oh my God, I can't believe I weigh heavier than I did before. It's like, well, what do you think was going to happen? And they get discouraged. And I think part of it is it's so comfortable to be discouraged. It's so comfortable to not change that we allow ourselves to feel that way. Even though we kind of know subconsciously, like, we shouldn't feel bad about it because we knew we were doing it. We were just hoping for different results. Like, we were hoping to eat, you know, a dozen donuts a day for 10 days and not get, and actually lose weight. That's what we were hoping for. It didn't happen. So, oh my God, it's so terrible. So think about, it's not just, by the way, it's not just Thanksgiving weekend. It could be any weekend where you go, it could be a bachelor party weekend, it could be a wedding, it could be whatever, and you gain a few pounds. And what do? What's your mindset when that takes place? Is it you're going to give up, or is it, okay, that happened, I got to move on and get better and just work it off and get back on the wagon? Get back on the horse. Is it horse or wagon? Both, I guess, really, right? It's a horse and wagon. So it doesn't really matter. You got to do it. And I know this week, I know, for example, tomorrow I'm going to work out. I have upper body, which is very light for me, but I'm also going to do some cardio. I'm going to do some, I think, Stairmaster, maybe run a little bit just to get the body moving. Tuesday will be a little bit less, you know, whatever it might be. And then so on and so forth. I'm going to work out. I'm going to get it back in there. I'm going to eat normally. I'm not going to go crazy. And I'm going to start losing weight again. And I guarantee on a Thursday podcast, I'm going to weigh myself. How much did I weigh? On Thursday, am I still at 172 versus 160? Where am I? Am I 170? I lost 2 pounds in a week, really? So it depends on kind of where I'm going to be. But the mindset here is you went into this knowing it was going to happen. It's okay that it did happen. And yeah, it might take you a little bit longer to hit your goals or whatever it might be, but you can't get discouraged. You can't allow yourself to fall into this cycle of shit that happened. You just got to go, okay, this happened. But the good news is you've built the habits, you've built the routine, you've built the idea, you've manifested all these other results, and now it's okay, you have a little bit of a setback, knowingly, it wasn't like an unknown setback, it was a known setback, and you, okay, just, I'm going to get right back on it, and you're not going to, you know, don't worry about the weight, worry about the routine. Get back on the routine. If your routine breaks, then we're in trouble. Then we got to figure things out. But you know, the weight, that's just a number, man. That's just back and forth, back and forth. Make sure you get back on the routine. I'm not saying it to be positive, but I'm saying it's got to do what you have to do. Do what you have to do. It might suck. You might hate it. You might whatever, but do what you got to do. If you get back on the routine, like you've been building this whole time, all those habits you've been building, all the workouts you've been doing, all the meal prepping or eating healthy you've potentially been doing, whatever it is that you're doing, right? Mentally, you have rewired your brain to have these habits, have this routine. So you think one weekend's going to really throw you off? No. Now, if you keep it going, right, for multiple days, multiple weeks at a time, well, then, yeah, it's going to throw you off and you're going to undo all the good work you've done. So as long as the routine's still in place, as long as you still have that drive to do something, whether you want to or not, okay, as long as you do it, that's what matters. And so understanding that is super important. So as long as you still have that routine, you still get up on Monday and you still do what you're supposed to do on Monday, everything's going to be fine. You're going to keep pushing forward. And it's because you built these habits that it's going to be fine, that you're able to eat like this, gain a little bit of weight and not worry about it. It's the people who don't have the habits, who don't have the routine, who fall into this issue of like, they just keep eating like crap all the time. They become unhealthy. They become sick and they feel horrible. They're sluggish all day long, every day. And that's because they don't have the habits. So they don't know what they're doing. And they just keep eating like this all the time. And then obviously they're the ones who make fun of you. Oh, I can't believe you like that. It's like, well, look at you. Like, you don't eat healthy. Like, that's not good. Okay. They might not be able to see that, you know, the dividends don't necessarily pay out right away. It takes, you know, maybe 10, 20, 30, 40 years to pay out, but it pays out. Okay. The bill comes due always. Always, always, always. The bill will come due in some way, shape, or form. The bill comes due. So build the habits so that this bill ain't gonna cause a catastrophe. Okay, and it can be metaphorical. It can be literal in the medical bill that you're gonna have later on. Build the habits. Don't feel bad about the weekend. You're doing great. Just get back up on the horse, and you are gonna be absolutely fine. And if you're someone who hasn't built the habits or needs help getting back on the horse or whatever it might be, get on my calendar, myprogresscall.com. Get on the calendar and let's have a quick chat. Let's see if I can help you. Let's see if we can get you from point A to point B significantly faster than you can on your own. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day and I'll talk to you on the next one. All right. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If
you like today's show, do me a favor and hit the follow or subscribe button and leave a 5-star review so more people like yourself can start building momentum towards their goals. Also, if you are interested in my 10 minutes to take off method, where I teach you to master your first 10 minutes and soar to victory, then book a call on my calendar at myprogresscall.com. Myprogresscall.com. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you next time.